course, you're in more locations than that one, but that's the one we know about. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Charlie?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We're trying to give away some Thanksgiving turkeys on the air and giving away green tickets for folks that are shopping locally, and we'll be reading out daily numbers every Monday through Friday till it's time to actually go to the big drawing in December.
It's that time of year. It seems like the Christmas stuff's already going up everywhere. I see people putting up trees and lights, and every year I think that creeps up earlier and earlier, doesn't it?
It does, or, well, I don't know if it creeps up, but we get aware of it earlier and earlier. I think that the merchants, of course, have been planning on Christmas since June or July.
You know, yes, sir.
Yeah, so it's all a matter of perspective. But, you know, that means that it's opportunities for people to realize the products and services that Regent Bank offers, whether it's that debit card or whether it's maybe just, home loans and other things, or home equity loans, so they can put a new roof on their house for Christmas.
You bet. Or the Christmas savings account, people get every year. You put back every year, so when Christmas rolls around, you got all that money there sitting available, and you're not scrambling trying to figure it out.
And of course, the ones that have been open for almost a year are getting ready to pay off, but now is a good time to open up a brand new one, whether you're maybe you haven't done that since 1982 or something, but they're still available. You still can do that.
You bet. Yes, sir. And we encourage people to do that. Obviously, everybody has different things they need to save for, and things that they know are coming up in their future that they can set aside money for. So that's a good product for them to do that, and they don't have to necessarily be a Christmas savings. It can be any kind of savings that you've got in a future event coming up, that you got a kid that's fixing to graduate in May and go off to college. Probably a little late now if you're starting it, but if you got a kid here several years away, it's going to happen. We'll sit down with you and try to figure out a good plan of action. There's all kinds of reasons why people want to save and need to save, and so.
It is, and there are reasons, like you said, aunts and uncles and grandparents have that youngster that's now, I don't care, 3, 5, whatever, that, you can certainly get that college plan started for them, whether it's college or technical training or whatever that youngster may choose to do with the money, or to, save it for the down payment on their first house when they get married.
You bet. And obviously we have a great tech school here in town that provides great training for people to go right out of that into a great job, and so maybe not college, but there's a lot of things they could do, and so certainly, yes, we encourage that, and we would love to talk to you and help you figure out that need and what the best product and service is to deliver the end result that you're looking for.
Bankers enjoy helping people out with their plans and dreams.
You bet.
And there's probably as many plans and dreams as are out there people planning and dreaming.
Yeah, you're right. And with a little bit of recent snow we got, I keep seeing predictions we're going to get more snow than normal, and it'll be a little cooler, which isn't a bad thing necessarily. This year was every time I would go feed in the summer or work on fence, whatever, it seems like I was always picking ticks off of me. Maybe those help kind of cure some of that, or flies were bad on the cows. But we're getting in that time of year where people are trying to get all their hay, bought and stashed away. I'm kind of in the same boat, and I'm kind of thinking maybe I don't have enough hay, so people may need a operating line for for some more hay or different products that they need to get through the winter.
It's all those things, and that agriculture is one of those businesses that the percentages are involved. How much rain are you going to get at the right time? How much hay are you going to need for those animals? Whatever your crop or product may be. Are you going to have everything you need, or are you going to have too much of it because, we got sufficient rainfall, so you didn't need, whatever it was that you need to get the crop out.
And Oklahoma's always got entertaining weather. You can't, just when you think you got it figured out, it changes on you a little bit.
But, that's not the exact quote from Will Rogers, but it's close, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't like the way the weather is today, stick around, tomorrow will be different.
That's right. I think that's a lot closer. But, that's true, but our needs are change. You find out you've got everything set for savings or for next year's crop, or all of a sudden you've got a grandchild on the way, or the roof needs repaired, or the combine breaks down and you need to buy a new one. It's whatever your particular business or personal needs are, and that's what bankers are there for.
You bet. We try to be there for everything across the board, and I got a call the other day, but I got to need a new feed truck, and so I said, come in, we'll sit down and go over that, get it figured out. you know, different, as you said, different stages of people's lives, there's different things that come up or needs that arise, and we always want to be there to help, you know, every member of our community, and we are strategically in different areas of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Nowata, and you and I think have talked about this several times, that in today's banking environment, you can kind of do banking anywhere. You got a tablet, you got an iPhone, you got a laptop. Doesn't necessarily have to have the bank next door to you to get things done. Right. And I think that's one of the ways that banking has evolved and made it fun for me anyway, because I have a lot of friends that might have a friend in McAllister that needs something. Well, I can take care of him. We can get it all done. I don't have to go be in front of him or him in front of me or vice versa. It's just a click away. And
email him the document and have him scan the document after he signs it and send it back to you.
You bet. You know, and sometimes it may require us inspecting collateral or different things where we have to make a trip. But, you know, it's really enjoyable being able to take care of people no matter where they are.
And that electronic banking feature, I'm sure in many ways, well, it might complicate your job in one sense, but on the other hand, it's really easy for your customers, and that's the nice part.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. The products and services, it's amazing to me to see from when I first started in this industry to today to where we're at and what we can do and how we can do it and make it simplify it. You know, we don't have to have the different branch locations or ATM network. We can do a lot of that, just like I said, from electronic devices, and that's exciting and also kind of scary a little bit. And I think we've discussed this. You know, today there's so many people out there trying to get your hack and get your information, and so we have a good team that works on trying to stave off any kind of situations that would put your information at risk. I think the banking industry as a whole does a good job of that, but a lot of times it's not on our end. You know, at Target, I think there was a deal last year, and then more recently I think there was a local gas station where mm-hmm. some stuff was compromised. So you know, obviously if your information's out there, then it can be compromised.
Not that somebody couldn't try to hack banking systems, and I'm sure they probably do, but usually the compromises come, like you said, at the point of sale or some third party somewhere along the line that is the actual weak link in the chain.
Yeah, but we certainly do, and like I said, I think as the industry as a whole, banking, we all try to make sure that information is safe and secure. And then whenever instances like that happen, we're very proactive, and, you know, we can cancel that debit card, get you another one issued same day so that you don't have any interruptions in your life. And so that again is amazing to me. You know, you can do all that, you know, as quickly as, you know, an hour, and
yeah.
You can, you know, have no interruptions in your service.
Sometimes, and I know what happened to my wife, the call came in from the bank, I'll say after 6 o'clock, I don't remember exactly what time, the bank was closed, but yeah, she had to wait 12 hours or 18 hours to go into the bank the next day to get that actual plastic card. But basically, if you find out about the fraudulent transaction at 10 in the morning, you're on the line at 10:15 to the customer and like get that new card in their hand right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes it pretty easy for the customer, but that means that you guys are working behind the scenes a lot, making sure that your defensive systems are always up to date, the latest, most robust thing that is out there, and also communicating with the customers on just best practices when we use a credit card. That if it's possible to find an alternate means through, I know there's credit card companies, and you probably do too, offer it, you know, a temporary number where you can use this number online as opposed to the real number that's on the piece of plastic. Mm-hmm. So it helps a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways that we can help you conceal and make sure that you don't have those interferences, and then if it is to happen, like you said, it's amazing to me how quickly that we can have all that fixed for you and get you back out, so you don't, you know, you need gas, you got a new debit card within an hour, you're not going to be stranded beside the road.
That's right. Yeah. Before we went on the air, we talked a little bit about the Fed talking. Well, I'll say the expectation is that the Fed will raise rates at some point in the near future, and that affects your customers, some of them for the negative, in that means your credit card rates could go up and probably will at some point in time. The turn the coin over and the people who have got that long-term investment on a CD because that's their retirement savings, and maybe they're living off the interest on that CD. That's good news for them.
Oh yeah, depending on what side of the spectrum you're on, you're always going to have customers that CD rates are too low, well, loan rates are great. So if you're wanting to borrow money, and then the vice versa, if those rates creep up, people are like, gosh, the rates keep going up, and but the people on the depository side love it. So you're always going to have that, happy medium. But, I keep reading where it looks. There's been some talk that there may be another rate increase before the end of the year. I would hope they kind of push that into the first quarter and see kind of how the market reacts. We had a rate increase, what was it, back in September?
Yeah, it was either September or August. Yeah, I don't remember for sure. Even in January, the Fed was saying 3 to 4 rate increases this year. So they did what they could to try to prepare you and me and Wall Street. But it's still everything reacts when it actually happens.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it is something that that you can help your customers with and advise them if they were to walk in the door this afternoon and say, I've got an extra X amount of $1,000. I'd like to put it in a long-term 5-year or even 3-year CD. What can you do to help me out? And, what's going to happen if the rates change tomorrow, if anything?
And same thing on loan rates. Short-term rates right now, they're volatile, obviously. But, a lot of people right now are looking more for long-term fixed rates rather than the short-term because how big of a gambler maybe you are. If you like to gamble, maybe the short-term rate's your deal. If you don't, then you want to lock it in long-term, then that's something you can look at as well.
Well, and the Fed does, their decisions eventually affect the rate on things like home loans, but that's a little bit slower to kick in than some of those other things.
Yeah, some of those rates have been slower to adjust than the Wall Street Journal Prime, but I've noticed the one-month LIBOR, it's kind of bounced around a little bit. It's up and down a few basis points every day. You just kind of watch every day and see where that's at. Mortgage rates kind of the same way. The Treasury rates have kind of up and down a few basis points here and there. So, if you're looking at a new home purchase or building a home or something like that, we can be cognizant of the rates. And obviously, we would sit down and try to time frame that up to where we know, when that's going to be done and when it's going to happen. So maybe we can go ahead and lock it or whatever needs to be done.
And that's a service that, a hometown banker can offer because you get that personal relationship with your customer. They feel more comfortable, I think, talking to somebody that they know, that they've done business with before, as opposed to some national organization where you call some 800 number or ask your questions online.
Yeah, and I think, there's still, Bartlesville is kind of a small town, big city, and then you have Nowata, Wahuska, Ramona, a lot of communities around that are smaller. People still like that one-on-one, face-to-face, mm-hmm. asking questions, getting things, details hammered out. I know in some of our other markets that we serve, a lot of people they'd rather do it all over the phone or online, but here we still have that. We still have that one-on-one,
Well, it's kind of the best of both worlds. If you want to do it all on your phone or tablet or desktop, whatever digital device you're using, it's there. It works fine. But if you prefer to walk in the front door and say, Trevor, what can you do for me? You're sitting behind the desk ready to go.
You have the best of both worlds, I guess.
Yeah, so really it is. And I think that says a lot about what's going on at Regent Bank. Again, you're here with that Christmas savings account or, for that matter, the to start that savings account for that 6-year-old ready to go.
You bet. I think the B Monthly magazine's fixing to do their baby edition. So, there's a perfect example. We start getting that set up for those young kids now and you and I think have spoke a lot about that growing up. Your parents brought you into the bank, kind of introduced you to the banker and get that relationship going, get those accounts going. And, I can remember those times, neat feeling about And from that day going forward, you know them and they know you, and you know, and they always want to provide great customer service, and we're the same way.
Yeah, for me, that hometown bank has changed names 3 or 4 times, but the bank is still in the same building, so it's not all bad.
Yes, sir.
Trevor, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and we'll talk to you about getting you involved in our first Baby of the Year contest so we can maybe get a Regent Bank prize in as part of that deal, too.
All right, sounds good.
Regent Bank with us this morning. We've been talking with Trevor Dorsey on AM 1400, 93.3. FM, your hometown banker, to help you out with your banking and monetary decisions. More on the way coming up in just a moment.
Flu season is here, and that's why it's more important than ever for you to take care of your health.